almost one in seven of the world's children, around 300 million, live in areas with the most toxic levels of outdoor air pollution, that being six or more times higher than international guidelines. The report's findings, the first of its kind, is based on satellite imagery that was produced, that we were able to get a sense of the numbers of children that lived in areas where air pollution exceeded WHO limits, also some of the worst affected areas.
Which areas are the most affected?
The most affected areas tend to be South Asia, East Asia, and Africa.
This report was released ahead of COP22. What urgent steps you're asking world leaders to take in their countries in order to protect children from air pollution?
One of the most important things you can do to protect children from air pollution is reduce fossil fuel combustion. And that's why this is so important ahead of COP22. Reducing fossil fuel combustion can go such a long way to not only, you know, preventing greenhouse gas emissions, but also to improving children's health.
Is UNICEF doing anything on the ground to protect children from its effects?
UNICEF has been working on the ground in countries such as Bangladesh and Zimbabwe, on specifically on indoor air pollution, which is a real big risk for children. In fact, the majority of the burden of mortality, according to the WHO estimate, of children under five comes from indoor air pollution. And so UNICEF has been working in countries such as Bangladesh and Zimbabwe in the provision of cleaner cook stoves for families, which have been shown to be quite effective. UNICEF has also been working in countries such as Mongolia to help reduce outdoor air pollution. Outdoor air pollution in Mongolia tends to be especially high during the winter when families use solid fuels for heating. And studies even show there have been considerable impact on maternal health and the health of the fetus during those months.
Do you like to add anything regarding the report that you didn't mention and your message to the world leaders ahead of COP22?
Air pollution does affect us all. It's extremely widespread and it affects both adults and children. But children face unique vulnerabilities. Their lungs are still developing, especially at young ages. Their brains, their bodies are still developing, and exposure to any kinds of toxic air during that time can have long-lasting effects. We also find that it tends to be poorer children that are often most exposed. The long-term effect of air pollution can prevent a child from going to school. They get sick. There are even studies that point to implications for cognitive development upon exposure when the child is very young. All of these things tend to have long-run effects that a child may have to live with throughout their life. And so what the report finds is not only that poorer children to burden much of the impact of air pollution, but it could exacerbate the inequities that they already face.